Get ready for this special sports broadcast of high school basketball on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, Craney's Body Shop, the Knights of Columbus, and WTHI-TV. Now, let's go courtside.
Good evening, everybody. It is Blue Chip Basketball Tuesday here on the General 95.9 and the new 101.3. Tonight, it is Bar Reeve in town in Washington at the Birdcage to take on Washington Catholic. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and tonight I am joined by Mullen Squared. Right now, I have the younger, better-looking, more talented Mullen on the air. Good evening, young stud Jalen Mullen.
Good morning, Mike DeCourcy. Good afternoon, Mike DeCourcy. Good to have you with you. Going to fill in for about 30 seconds as Dad makes his way up here. Look for a good basketball game tonight.
Already been a busy night in the Birdcage, all orchestrated by your dad with Toby Madison and Eileen Weber night for WC.
Yes, he is, as Josh Schwartzentruber said, North Davie / WC PA announcer delivering us the two silver anniversary basketball inductees tonight.
And don't forget, you know, he calls probably, I would say, tonight is his, I don't know, 30th Bar Eve game on the radio in between volleyball and basketball, boys and girls. And we'll get into the spring season baseball, of course, scheduling around you, young buck. But he's everywhere, and he's electric. It's just fantastic.
Yes, he is.
You hear him coming right now.
He is right now.
Wow. As young Jay passes the headset over. And I tell you what, John Mullen, anytime you get Mullen Squared, it's going to be a good night.
We do believe, Mike DeCourcy.
So, yeah, we were talking to Jay. It's already a big night in the Birdcage. It's silver anniversary team recognition night. You had Eileen Weber, WC grad, 94, Indiana All-Star. And Toby Madison, of course, 93, Indiana All-Star. What I did not know until tonight, John, I knew that Toby was the state's leading scorer in 1993. I did not know Eileen Weber was the state's leading scorer in 1994. Color me surprised on that one.
You heard it here first. Yeah, 31.6 as a senior, including that 56-point explosion here in the Birdcage against Evansville Harrison, a school that I actually went to work for out of college. And so Eileen Weber was really, really good. And you ought to know that your wife and Eileen battled for 3 years.
Yes.
And, of course, as you look at this program, I don't know if you paid attention.
There she
is. Jason Cavanaugh.
Yeah.
That's Jason Cavanaugh.
Yep.
Class of 92 at Bar Eve. And this is?
That's Amber Gwynn.
And this is a Freiburger, I believe.
That is, I would say that is Michelle.
Michelle?
Or
Debbie.
Or Debbie, that would be Debbie. Yeah.
So interesting that the two pictures on the ceremonial program feature Vikings.
Yeah, feature Vikings. Of course, those are good action shots. You know, Toby's games against Bar Eve always meant something. A lot of stakes on the line. And, of course, Bar Eve and WC girls, there's a lot of people who say, man, if we would have had class basketball back then, you know, there's a lot of Bar Eveans claiming they would have won three or four state championships in a row. And I know early in that run, WC, I think, would kind of – they would lay that claim on the 91 team. I think the boys and the girls could have went double dipping that year, from what I've been told.
No doubt 91 for the boys was as special as it gets. The only regional boys title here, an undefeated regular season. Travis Madison, the superintendent, Bar Eve, a big part of that. Of course, Toby, and a lot of other WC folklore heroes here in the Birdcage. Coach Mike Adams coming back this evening. Great to see him and Donna, his wife, and Bill O'Brien, Eileen's coach, was here tonight. So, yeah, it's been a long time, but I'll tell you, when you went through it, it's fresh in your memory.
Well, what I want to know is, will we have any guests at any point tonight?
Yeah, I think Toby's going to make his way up.
Okay, well, when he comes, you can just take the headset, game, no game, halftime, whenever. And I didn't know if you had Eileen hooked in or not, but, you know, the more the merrier on the general 95.9 and the new 101.3.
The new!
Who carry both Bar Eve and WC games. Well, good crowd here in the cage tonight. A lot of Bar Evians have made their way the 7 mile trip down the road. Tuesday night contest. And talking about WC here for a second, looking at the area scoring leaders, when you talk about WC, it looks like everything is going to start and stop with Justin Wu.
Justin Wu, spelled W-U, getting 13 points a game, and he is a newcomer on the scene here for Washington Catholic. Leads them in scoring this year, also leads them in rebounding, and he does have a partner in crime, if you will, in senior Brock Craney. Craney also averaging close to 13 points a game, right around 12.3. Craney, a four-year player here at Washington Catholic. Those two gentlemen will be the two players that Bar Eve will key on as we get ready for the opening tip here with about a minute and a half. Have we talked about a prescription shop, prescription for success?
Mike, I'll let you give it, Johnny.
Well, according to Jalen Mullen,
yes,
Bar Eve must stay injury-free, make sure that they take care of the basketball, don't make any silly mistakes, manage the game, manage their bench, and come out of here without any major accidents, if you will. Certainly in this tight confines, you wouldn't want to see anything bad happen. This is the sixth time, starting in 2009, this is the sixth time that Bar Eve's made the trek here to the Birdcage, now that all the teams are playing each other on their home floors. And I think if you're Bar Eve at 16-2, you want to make sure you stay healthy this evening as you get ready for what's going to become a Blue Chip Conference showdown Friday night,
yeah,
versus South Knox.
It's going to be a busy Friday night at Kavanaugh Court, no doubt about it. Bar Eve and South Knox playing for the conference championship. And tell you what, Johnny, you've been on air for a few of them, but, man, it seems like there's been some big Friday, Saturday night crowds at Bar Eve this year, and this Friday night going to be no different.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I guess, two Fridays ago we were talking about the mammoth crowd that showed up for the Shoals contest. And the Jug Rocks fans were there prior to the JV tip. This Friday night, they might begin lining up at 5:30. It's going to be chilly out, but this South Knox Spartan squad is legit once again under first-year coach David Burkett, and it will decide the Blue Chip Conference.
All right, national anthem starting lineups coming up. We'll be back to the Birdcage after this timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Big news from Craney's Body Shop in Washington. Craney's is now your one-stop shop for everything. From state-of-the-art auto body repair to the tow to the shop, Craney's is now proud to offer complete front-end work and even the tires. That's right, front end alignments, shocks, struts, tie rods. Craney's has you covered on any size car, truck, or van. And Craney's Body Shop has added tires to the fleet. All sizes, all brands, now at great low prices. Call with your tire size and brand choice for a quote today. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Field Creek Road in Washington.
Back at the Birdcage alongside my friend John Patrick Mullen. I am Mike DeCourcy, starters tonight for Bar Eve. Going to go the way that they have went most of the season. Three-guard set. Bryson Graber. Bryson, 6'3", and a sophomore. Joined in the backcourt by Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1", and a senior. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet, and a senior. Pair of forwards tonight, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5", and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keeg, 6'8", and a junior. Vikes coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knipp, and Trey Showalter. Who do we have for the Cardinals, Johnny Mullen?
Well, I just got a kick out of the introduction for Justin.
Woo! Like the Nature Boy, right?
Yeah,
Blair.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
Can I get two claps on a Ric Flair?
Yes.
We've got Brock Craney, Justin Wu, Jace Drew, Cade Taylor, and the fifth starter is, I believe, Dominic Marner. Marner a junior, Taylor a junior, Wu a junior, Jace Drew and Brock Craney both seniors. The starters for these Washington Catholic Cardinals, they have one win on the season. Meanwhile, the Vikes 16-2, sitting still at number two, I'm assuming.
Number two this week again.
In the 1A poll. And Wu is going to jump against Ainsco.
Yeah, Wu's been a nice addition for the Cardinals. Tip up tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain. It is controlled by the Vikings. And here comes Bar Eve. Looks like WC going to start man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
Bryson Graber with the basketball. Middle of the lane. He's going to kick it out. Gladish going to set for an open three. No good. Keegan O'Neill going to run it down. Bryson with it. Bar Eve going to reset it real quick. Behind the back dribble. A little floater in the lane. No good. There is Keegan. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Keegan O'Neill with two offensive rebounds already. And draws WC's first foul. Looks like it was called on Marner his first. So I see what Barry was trying to do, maybe get Gladish untracked early, Coach. He struggled last year against Washington Catholic from three-point range, and that one was just off. Keegan O'Neill hits his first free throw.
Hello tonight to Chad Ballingy, sitting at a club volleyball practice, listening to his alma mater in the Barry Vikings.
Hi, Chad Ballingy, class of 91. The only boys regional champion, Chad Ballingy, a part of that group.
Keegan got them both. It's 2-0, Vikes. 1-3-1, and WC really on roller skates right now. Bar Eve, and now they're going to pick it off. Keegan O'Neill going to get it out. There's Gabe Gladish ahead of everybody, lays it up and in. Good find by Bryson right there.
Quick 4-0 lead here for these Vikes. Give Bryson Graber the assist.
And then as Jay Mullen said in the pregame show, that should be the prescription for success tonight. Get in, get out. Bryson going to tip another one in the backcourt. And it's going to be last touch by Bryson. Rolls out of bounds in front of the Viking fans.
Looks like Gary Wiedemann administering the basketball.
That is he.
This is Brian Farnsley below us. Mm-hmm. And I forget. That's not his name. I can't think of it.
WC with it again. Barry back 1-3-1.
Coach, has this become the staple defense?
Yeah, it's certainly the go-to, I think, you know, as the years went along. And a quick shot put up. That one is good.
Give Cade Taylor the bucket.
Here comes Barree, 4-2. Keegan O'Neill out to Gladish. Gabe going to set for a deep one from the red line. Got it. 7-2.
It's the red line, also known as the spiking line in volleyball.
Well, you know, going back to this talk about the defense, John, is as the season gets along, you know, sometimes you add things, and but sometimes you take things away. And Ainsco going to pick one off, get it ahead to Bryson. Bryson going to throw it up. There's Keegan going to come up with it, bobble it for just a second. Barree going to get it. Bryson Graber in the lane. Ainsco going to set for three. It's no good. There's Isaac, and it's going to slip out of bounds off of his hand. But the Vikings, you know, as you talked about, sometimes you add things and sometimes you take them away. And I think, you know, Barree, you know, they add wrinkles defensively, but, you know, they've played some really, really good man-to-man defense lately, and they've really kind of mixed their traps up pretty well.
Training with the basketball. 2.5 minutes gone by. Taylor in the post. Going to turn it over.
Bryson going to pick it off again, but he got fouled. WC going to take it away. Washington Catholic trying to get down the lane. Cut off is number 21, Jace Drew.
Barree now in a man-to-man here. 7-2 early first. Talking with Coach Howe there earlier during the JV game, and feels like his kids are getting better. They've played a couple of close ones.
And there's Bryson going to pick another one off. He's going to get down. Isaac behind the defense going to miss the layup. But Isaac going to run it down.
Can I get a do-over, Isaac Wagler, says Bryson Graber.
Keegan O'Neill going to hit a cutting Isaac Wagler. Isaac couldn't quite pull the trigger. Gabe Gladish going to set for another long one. No good. Bryson going to run it down. Flip it back up and got it. 9-2 Vikes.
Bryson Graber with the offensive rebound put back. Six offensive boards already for these Vikes. Superior size against Washington Catholic. That one's picked off by Ainsco. He's fouled. No call.
Gets it over to Bryson. Bryson Graber. The Vikes are going to run in here. Isaac skips it over. Keegan going to set for a long one. Got it. 12-2 Barree. Timeout WC. And we'll go ahead and take 1-2. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 4:08 left, first quarter, 12-2 Vikings. Back to the birdcage after this one-minute timeout.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus is one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back to Washington Catholic here, the birdcage. Vikings in command, 4:08 here in the first. It's 12-2 Barree. WC forced to take their first time out. Good friend of ours, Fred Craney, under the weather at home, listening in on the General 95.9. His grandson, number 5, Brock Craney, a senior, handles the ball here. Barree's going to go back to the 1-3-1 press. It's a turnover, a Gladish steal. Bryson Graber to Keegan O'Neill, and the Vikes will let Keegan O'Neill take a second three. And Coach DeCourcy, that's two threes in a row.
That's two.
I think he only had two coming into the game.
Yeah, he's kind of went away from shooting a bunch of them this year. But certainly a capable shooter, and it's 15-2.
How about that pass from Wu, but Taylor can't finish.
Yeah, good collapsing defense as Gladish trying to get through and make a cut to the rim, and he's going to be fouled on his way to the bucket. So Barree will get it underneath.
Second team foul on WC. Already 15-2. Make it not 17-2. I thought Keegan might finish. He got hit. No call. Wu's going to the rack.
Missed the layup. Here comes Barib on the run. Bryson over to Keegan. And they're going to get a charge as Keegan drained another three.
Keegan O'Neill hit the shot. However, Bryson Graber got too deep into the lane, and Craney stood in there and took the charge. Turnover Barib, Bryson Graber's first foul. But Keegan on fire here.
Yeah. Ball going to be poked away again. That's Ainsco. And Bryson going to lay it up and in. 17-2.
Vikes stay in this 1-3-1. And the length, you can't simulate it in practice if you're WC.
And another steal. Here comes Gladish. Lays it up, lays it in. 19-2.
Gladish with 7. Keegan with 8. 15 of the 19. Marner to Wu. Wu to Craney. Craney to Jace Drew. Drew's going hard, and that's stuffed by Ainsco. Gladish is going to get fouled going to the rim. Foul on Craney. Is that Craney's second foul?
I think it is. So Gabe going to go to the line to shoot two. He's got 7 quick ones, and as we talked about a lot in the girls' sectional last week, Johnny, Coach Josh Thompson, he's got that delicate balance tonight. How much do you play your kids, you know, versus respecting your opponent? You certainly, you know, you need to find that happy medium here tonight, it looks like. Gabe's going to knock the first one in.
Craney and Taylor have a seat. Enter number 30, Bristol Yoder. Is that Larry's?
Yeah, it's him.
Larry's boy, Bristol, a senior here at WC. Also into the game, number 14, Rylan Flick, also a junior. A lot of juniors on this WC roster as Gladish gets both free throws to go.
21-2. There's Yoder in the lane. Layup, no good. Keegan going to grab the rebound. Get it off to Bryson. In the corner to Isaac. Isaac. There he's going to hit a cutting. Keegan going to hit a cutting Isaac Wagler. 23-2.
They're all
English.
Cousins. Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's related. That's all right. And Gladish going to poke one out of bounds.
23-2 here, minute 48 to play.
Substitutions en masse.
It's almost wholesale. I'll shout them out here real quick. Hagen Knepp, I'm going to start with him. Quentin Yoder. Keyshawn Whitmer. Also Jensen Whitmer. Isaac Wagler stays on the floor.
So 23-2, minute 40 left, first quarter. Vikings man-to-man. Three out of the timeout, or out of the mass sub. No good. Keyshawn with the basketball. Going to get it ahead to Hagen. Isaac. Hagen, little short baseline jumper. Got it. 25-2.
Lefty with the soft touch. Don't think about it. Just put it up there.
That's a strong suit of Hagen Knepp. Or as Albert Cavanaugh would say, Hagen Knepp. Bristol Yoder, little short jumper. No good. And we're going to have a tie-up on the rebound. Wu and Jensen going to...
Does anyone get credit for that rebound? Does Wu get the rebound there in a tie-up
situation? You know,
How
don't,
does that work?
I don't know.
Depends on who's keeping stats, huh?
So minute 9 left, 25-2. Hello, P.J. Swartz and Truber. He's not even listening to his son tonight. That is phenomenal. Wu down the lane. Oh, come on, give him a charge. 3 going to be put up, no good. And they're going to say last touch by...
Keyshawn Whitmer took a charge right below us, right underneath this basket. We are on the north end of the gym, closest to the stage, but not called on this end.
So WC with it again, 56 seconds left, first quarter.
That's the Wu going to work.
Left-hand hook, no good. Quentin going to run it down. Here comes Jensen with it. Jensen going to spin it out. Keyshawn with it. Barry going to get into a set right here.
40 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Big scoring quarter for WC. excuse me, Bar Reeve.
Get caught up in the alma mater talk, don't you, Johnny?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's okay. Yeah, 25-2, Vikings with a good start.
All the feelings.
We're 20 seconds. Barry just going to go ahead and...
What set's this going to be, Coach? Can you predict it? Give me your best Tony Romo here.
I'm going to call a high ball screen into a can you turn the corner? No, it's not going to be any of that. Now they were sending Jensen Whitmer up the elbow there. Ball's going to be poked out of bounds. And with 0.4 seconds left, WC going to get it back. So I predicted dead wrong. So WC going to have a chance to at least throw it in here. They'll fire it length of the floor. It's going to land on the stage no good. At the end of one quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 25-2 Vikings. Back to the birdcage after this one-minute timeout.
You ready for him or you want him at halftime?
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at the birdcage. Hello to our friend, our pal, our amigo, and our compadre. Not the good, but the great Dwayne Murphy, listening from the West End Fire Station here in Washington.
Shout out to Dwayne Murphy, hanging out in the West End. Been there for 40 years. Parents still hanging out down there.
Yes, they are, Johnny. What street is that? Is that?
That's 13th Maxwell. 1300 Maxwell.
Yeah, on the corner.
Turn right, and you're at Lena Dunn.
Yep.
Sent us to Washington Catholic.
Blasphemy, but it worked out for the Mullins. First set of the second quarter. Good post position. Quentin Yoder going to lay it up and in. Good pass by Jake Wagler. Barry man-to-man.
Cool part was we had full access to the Washington tennis courts.
Yeah.
The Washington Soccer Federation. The Little League was right down the street.
Yep. We had all the trimmings, so to speak.
Yep. And then we had the scooters once we got to be teenagers. So
yeah,
there's that.
Hagen going to poke one out of bounds.
You didn't have a Honda Spree. You weren't anybody.
Having a nice conversation with you the other night about the WC glory years, how the perception of that I had of those WC teams in Pike County was that you guys were just, you were like a bad 80s movie. You were the villains. You were the evil rich kids.
Yeah. The rich kids.
As Wu going to dribble it out of bounds off his foot. And then all these years later, I meet and get to know you guys and find out that there were no rich kids in the bunch, not even close.
We didn't know there was a mall.
Not even a little bit.
We had no idea there was a mall 60 minutes away.
And good cut right there by Jake Wagler. Good pass by Keyshawn. Keyshawn finds him, lays it up and in. 29-2, first bucket for Jake.
Basketball camp t-shirts and practice shorts, man. Odin clothing store jeans.
Nothing wrong with any of that. WC with it, Barry man-to-man. Wu with it, working on Jake Wagler. Going to go through everybody, going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Probably felt sorry for WC. Need to get him some points there. Wu's a strong interior player, but I'm not sure Barry got much of him there. Wu will have a chance to score his first point or two here tonight. I had to get my jeans in Husky back in the day at Kmart.
Like Husky brand or Husky
no,
size?
No, the size was Husky. That's what the size was.
quick time out here at WC. 6.5 minutes left. Second quarter. 29-3. Back to WC with a Husky John Mullen after this 30-second timeout.
brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back to the birdcage here as Mike DeCourcy is going to do a little 80s research.
Hi.
On jean
if
any, sizes.
If anybody out there remembers the brand Husky Jeans, text me now. Dwayne Murphy, help me out.
I just remember wearing the size Husky, not wearing the jean company Husky.
Did your mom just say you were big boned?
No. Nothing was sugar-coated back then. Nothing was politically correct. No Pat Mullen.
Three up from the corner, no good from Jensen, but Quentin going to pick it up, lay it in. Jensen's three went in and out when it was rolling around.
The offensive rebounding of Barive is something to behold, and it has everything to do with the size and length of these Viking players. Yoder trying to post up. Craney back in the game. He kicks it over to Rylan Flick. Flick's shot no good. That's Yoder's fifth rebound here in just about 3 minutes.
Here comes Keyshawn with it. He's going to bag it out. Vikings are going to set up. Keyshawn going to turn the corner. About a 15-footer. No good. WC going to win the rebound battle there. Here comes Craney with it. Between the legs dribble. Going to work on Jensen. Little shot in the lane. Got it to go. 31-6.
Give Craney his first bucket. Spin move on Jensen Whitmer. Jensen, the designated three-point shooter for these Vikes. Jacob Wagler's three in the corner, no good. Craney handles.
Dwayne Murphy says that
over to Wu.
His internet research indicates that he can't find the brand Husky Jeans yet. As Wu down on the post working against Hagen. Throws up an air ball, rebounded by Quentin. But the Husky doesn't mean that you're fat. It just means you've got a little extra meat on those bones.
Ah, Jensen Whitmer has a little extra meat on that three-pointer. 34-6 Vikes. Jensen's first tray of the evening.
It's from an article called Stop Calling Your Daughters and Sons Husky. Well, as you said, Pat Mullen.
There's no crying in baseball.
Pat Mullen never called you Husky. I would say he was a little more PG-13 than that. As three up from the corner.
Rylan Flick.
Flick going to knock one in. 34-9. Jensen going to set for another one. That one going to be short. And they're going to get a foul on Jensen Whitmer.
Jensen was trying to corral Brock Craney in the backcourt. Craney got hit there in the the left eye.
Gorilla Monsoon would say he got hit in the solar plexus.
That's exactly right. Cardinal substitution, number 12, Nick Walker. Nick Walker, a relation to Nathan Walker.
Our friend Barney O'Neill, a.k.a. Southwest Indiana Basketball, a veteran of the Odin Clothing Store,
okay,
says that he remembers both the brand and the size. And if anybody would know, I don't know if Barney was Husky. I would say he probably was.
Yeah, Barney was just big boned.
Barney with it again. Jake Wagler, three up from the corner, got it to go, 37-9.
A lot of three balls going in here for Barney tonight.
So we've got confirmation from our friends Dwayne Murphy and from our guy Barney O'Neill. Vikings played the starters about the first 6 minutes or so. Both Keegan and Gabe had that quick start. And I would say we'll probably see them in the second half for a little while, Johnny. And then that'll be that.
3 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Like you said, it's that delicate balance. And there's double dribble on WC as Cade Taylor going to knock it down, pick it up, and then dribble it again. That's a double dribble. Barney says he wore slims. He doesn't know what we're talking about. Jensen going to set for another three. In and out, no good. There's Keisha, or
Quentin Yoder.
Left-hand layup.
Yoder with 6 points and eight rebounds.
39-9. Oh. Ball almost on the floor. Now, even being a Pike County, and I do remember the Odin clothing store, is that where the Dollar General store is at now?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We made trips there. WC down on the baseline, reverse layup, no good. Barney, what year did the Odin clothing store close? Hagen, little pull-up, 10-footer, got it, 41-9. And Barney says Keegan made him Husky. Don't children do that to all the fathers?
Yep. 41-9, 2 minutes to play. Well, if you're not going to eat all those French fries, son, I'm going to have to finish them.
Oh.
We'll get 20 nuggets. You'll have three. I'll have the other 17.
And WC going to throw that one out of bounds. Pass going to slip through the hands of number 12, Nick Walker. And Bar Eve going to get it with a minute 46. Jensen with it. On the floor for Bar Eve, Jensen Whitmer, Hagen Nett, Jake Wagler, Keyshawn Whitmer, and Quentin Yoder. And Quentin with it. Going to kick it over. And bad pass. He and Jensen just not able to connect. Going to be thrown to the front row. Miranda Wagler going to pick it up.
Minute 20 here. Marner handling the basketball. That's Craney in the corner. He's going to take his first three ball. A little short.
Hagen going to grab it with a minute 10. Here comes Keyshawn. Jake didn't want to pull the trigger on a three. Jensen going to fire up another one. Swish. 44-9.
Six threes for Barry this first half.
So we're at 50 seconds left. WC with it. And almost another turnover. Craney going to have to save that one. Guarded by Keyshawn. Walker with it. Craney down the lane. Jumper going to be short. Rebounded by Keyshawn. Here comes Bar Eve. They want to run. Keyshawn going to get it across half court. And the Vikes just going to be content to take the last shot of the half. Hagen Knapp's got it. Odin Clothing Store closed in 1997, Johnny. It's amazing it's been that long.
Good information to have.
Hagen over to Jensen. Jensen, three, got another one.
Southpaw to lefty. Lefty to southpaw.
And that is going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 47-9. All Vikings. They lead it here at halftime. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, located across from Bar Eve High School, Dr. Merle Holzapfel. We are going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, John Mullen, you'll have all of tonight's halftime statistics. You'll have a visit from Toby Madison and more. All Vikes tonight, 47-9 here at halftime. Back to the Birdcage after this three-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better
the
deal.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Lake
you.
Lake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Back to the Birdcage here. It's halftime. This midweek Blue Chip Conference battle between Bar Reeves and Washington Catholic. The Vikes jumped out to a 25-2 lead, emptied their bench late in the first quarter. A halftime score now 47-9. Take a look at the halftime scoring for Washington Catholic. They got a three-pointer from Rylan Flick. They got a two-pointer in the first 8 minutes from Kate Taylor. And their leading scorer, Justin Wu, hit both of his free throws in quarter number two. Brock Craney added one field goal in the lane. Washington Catholic has 9 points. Barry, meanwhile, explodes for 47 here. And their highest scoring half to date, Gabe Gladish, a three, a couple of twos, two free throws for 9. Isaac Wagler, a two-pointer. Bryson Graber has 4 points. Austin Ainsco started. He is the only starter yet to score. Keegan O'Neill hit a couple free throws. 2 3 balls from Keegan O'Neill. Give him 8. Then we go to the bench where Quentin Yoder has 6 points. Quentin also has grabbed 8 boards. Hagen Knepp off the bench for 4 points. Jacob Wagler, 2 and a 3 for 5. And Jensen Whitmer, the senior sharpshooter, the southpaw, with a trio of 3 balls. Give him 9 points. So Gladish and Jensen Whitmer, 9 each. Keegan O'Neill with 8. 47-9 here in the Birdcage at halftime, as Bar Eve has already come back out from the locker room. Joining me now is 1993 WC grad, classmate, teammate, best friend, and 2018 Silver Anniversary recipient, Mr. Toby Madison. Toby, you're back in Indiana. You just left the great state of Florida. First question is, what was the temperature when you left?
Temperature was about 76 degrees.
Sunny?
Absolutely.
76
Always
and sunny.
Always sunny in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep. Toby and his wife, Jennifer Wirtz Madison, a Bar Eve grad, living in Sarasota, Bradenton, with their children. Toby and Jen flew up here, was it today? Did you fly up today?
Last night.
Flew into what, Indy?
Indianapolis.
All right. So I'm sure you were looking forward to coming back here to the Birdcage, Toby. You got your family here. Of course, Travis, your brother, superintendent, older brother Ty here. Your nephews play in the program at Bar Eve. Tell me, first of all, Toby, what you think about this Class A, number two ranked Bar Eve outfit?
Had a chance to watch these Bar Eve teams through the years, obviously with Travis's connection and my wife, you know, being a Bar Eve graduate. And, you know, for the last decade or so, I've watched a lot of good teams, a lot of good players come through. And it's very similar to, you know, what you and I grew up in. You know, the kids grow up at an early age, you know, learning the game, playing together, learning how to play the right way, and aspiring to get to that middle school and high school level and you know, putting that uniform on. And I think more than anything, you know, they're obviously very talented. They play well together. But when they put that jersey on, it means something, and there's an expectation. And so every year, you know, the expectation is that they're going to, you know, win the league, compete at the highest level of 1A and make a run in March. And I don't think it's any different, you know, this time. I mean, it's fun to watch them. It's fun whenever they get a chance to get in the tournament and play in front of those big crowds. And so, you know, obviously we're graduates of WC, and it's always dear to our heart, but it's always good to see area teams have success and be able to do some of the things that we were able to do, you know, 25 years ago.
When you come back into this gym, Toby, you think about the practices that we felt like were so tough, and you think about the coaches who pushed us, and some of the magical wins that happened in here. But you talked about, you know, watching the older kids that put the uniform on in the 80s before we ever got to high school, and watching how hard they played and sitting over there on the sidelines and doing all the cheers. You know, talk about just for your own kids and your own family, as far as how do you talk to them about what that was like compared to what it's like today? I mean, it seems like it's not the same. You say it's similar at Bar Eve, but like in Florida, for example, you know, Cameron's a freshman and your girls are going to be athletes. And what's it like down there versus here, and how can you get that sensation, those memories, I guess, communicated to your children so that they know how special it was when you and your wife Jennifer played?
Yeah, I think that my son being 15, I think he starts to get it a little bit as far as understanding, you know, what it was like, you know, coming to small town Indiana. Obviously, we don't live in a small town. And in Florida, there's a lot of, you know, big schools. There are some small schools out there, but everything, you know, majority is bigger schools. The private schools are some that are smaller. And I don't know. I mean, I think when you grow up in a small town like a Washington or a Lagodi or a Montgomery, it's different. And even though class basketball, you know, that adjustment was made years ago, it still allows for, you know, young kids and families to embrace a culture and, you know, rally around, you know, the sports that they participate in and you know, grow up in it. You know, it's tough. You know, Jen and I always talk about the girls growing up and, you know, obviously her sport being volleyball and what Amber's built with the volleyball program at Bar Eve. And you know, wouldn't it be great if our daughters could experience some of those things that we did. And it's just different times now. But I would tell every kid that grows up in Lagodi or Bar Eve and is a part of something special, like a lot of these teams have. You know, Lagodi won a state title a few years ago. Just cherish it and understand how lucky and fortunate you are, because there's not a lot of, you know, you and I talked about that the other day. You know, you walk back into this gym and there's a nostalgic feel. You have immediate memories of certain moments and games and practices and camaraderie. And, you know, the Warren Centrals and North Centrals of the world, they don't walk into their gym and have that. And I truly believe that. And so, you know, it immediately takes you back to those moments and you cherish that. And I'm thankful that, you know, we were able to grow up in that setting. And it was an amazing time.
Yeah, that run of success at Washington Catholic here as we open quarter number three, Washington Catholic turns it over, and just as quickly, Hagen Knepp picks up point number six on the steal and layup, 49-9 now. Talk about nostalgia, and, you know, this Birdcage itself has been around a long time, about 90 years plus. of basketball being played here as Bryson Graber picks up an assist. Gabe Gladish now in double figures, 51-9. The nostalgia feel, I mean, again, you don't have it just everywhere, and the fact that we happen to be on the team and be a part of Washington Catholic when they were in their heyday, the glory years. But again, there's still a lot of special people at this school and in this community who continue to support Washington Catholic. And I know, Toby Madison, for you and both you and Eileen Weber, how much this program and this sport of basketball has given you guys. And it got you a college scholarship, took you to a lot of places you had never been. Brock Craney for three there as the Cardinals pick up points 10, 11, and 12. Craney has five. Toby, talk about some of the places that you got to experience, visit, play in because of basketball.
Oh, man. I guess it started in high school when I got invited for a junior Olympic team and got to get on my first airplane. It was a short 22 hours to Beijing, China, and back in, I think, 1992. So that was number one. That was a great experience.
Yeah, Beijing, China, as Keegan O'Neill scores inside, 53-12. Yeah, so you were in Beijing, China as a 17-year-old young man.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, once you go to college, got a chance to go to Hawaii, played in the Virgin Islands. And then, obviously, I mean, the highlight for me growing up, once I finished playing high school, the goal for me since I was a young kid was I was obsessed with, you know, playing college basketball and getting an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. So really the culmination was my junior year of college and getting a chance to participate in that in Memphis and the starting lineups and just the practice the night before and just being a part of that was awesome. And then getting a chance to do it again as a senior was great. So, but playing in the NCAA tournament, Hawaii, Virgin Islands, China, I mean, it was just, you know, basketball opened up a lot of world experiences for me and give tons of memories.
So as we continue here, 53-12, 5:27 to play, the Vikings came back out with their starters, minus Austin Ainsco. Not sure if there's anything going on there. Hagen Knepp came in to start the third quarter. Now Gabe Gladish has gone to the bench. His night's probably through. Jensen Whitmer back on the floor. Craney misses a three. Cardinals recover it. Taylor with the basketball. Now Jace Drew. That's Bart Drew's son, Toby. Jace, number 21, handling the basketball. Throws it up. No good. Keegan O'Neill goes down. Wu rebounds it. Misses. Kate Taylor grabs it. Now Hagen Knepp tracks it down. Justin Wu, this junior for Washington Catholic, leads him in scoring at 13 a game. He has two so far. Craney with five leads WC.
Farive does a great job of moving the ball. Very unselfish. Multiple guys that can make plays and make shots.
That was Jensen Whitmer to Isaac Wagler, and Isaac Wagler buries a three. Farive had six in the first half. Now with seven, 56-12. Game was 12-2 right away. And Wu thinks he's going to go to the rim, but Keegan O'Neill has other ideas. Bryson Graber in transition. Kicks to Hagen. Hagen to Keegan. Catches it in rhythm. Short on the three. Bryson dropping a dime. And Coach Thompson is going to ask for... No, he's not going to ask for a timeout. The referee thought he wanted a timeout. Barry was about to lay it in. All right, anyway... Jacob Wagler, Austin Ainsco, Quentin Yoder, Keyshawn Whitmer all in. So nothing's wrong with Ainsco. He's coming back in. But we saw Hagen Knepp, the freshman. I've been talking about him for years. Jalen played a lot of basketball with Hagen. Your thoughts on the 6'3 lefty Hagen Knepp?
Oh, he's seen him play a few times this year. You know,
he's the son of Perry and Pam Knepp.
Absolutely. The next in line. You know, it's... God gives kids the ability to be naturally gifted athletically and good length, very good natural skills. Obviously, he's going to keep working. So anytime you have a freshman that comes in and has the ability to contribute, you know he's only going to get better the next 3 years. Obviously, probably shoot a little bit better, maybe some, you know, ability to pull up 15, 12 feet and make some shots. The you get playing against better teams, it's hard to get all the way to the rim. But he's only going to get better. So, you know, the next in line to carry the torch for the Bar Reeve program.
Another nap for Bar Reeve. Toby, you got a niece right below us, I believe, cheering tonight. Gracie.
Yep, Gracie.
Gracie, sophomore cheerleader. And see your mom over there, Carrie. How's she getting along?
She's doing well.
Good.
She loves coming back and seeing all the people. And a lot of people have come up tonight. She hasn't seen in a long time, so it really helps her spirits.
One of our assistant coaches, Morris Slick Petty, was here tonight.
Yeah. Coach Adams was here.
Mike Adams, our high school coach, still coaching 34 years in the business now, all told, he told me. And he's at Wright's, and he's coaching another potential Indiana All-Star down there at Evansville Wright's. And Christian Lander, have you
good
seen
play.
Lander?
Yep, got a chance to see him play against Bedford North Lawrence at Christmas time. And very, very talented, scores it from anywhere, and has a chance to maybe be one of the best ones he's ever had, if not the best.
Well, he's got a lot of work to do, in my opinion. I know he's got tremendous athletic ability, but does he work as hard as a Toby Madison or the Brunson boys or 4 years ago, any of those kids that all went on to college? And the Stein kid out at USI has had a tremendous career. But free throw no good for Yoder. He made the bucket, couldn't finish the and one. 58-12 here. All Bar Reeve, 3:40. To play in quarter number three. And it's Ains Coe, Jensen Whitmer, Yoder, Jacob Wagler, and also Keyshawn Whitmer for Bar Reeve. The Vikes going to rest their starters for the most part tonight as they get ready for a Friday night encounter that will determine the Blue Chip Championship at Kavanaugh Court. Holy cow. I guess we give credit to Wu, even though it was Yoder, I think, that tipped that ball in, Toby.
I'll take it. It's 2 points.
Yep. Justin Wu will, I guess, I don't know for sure who they're going to credit that. I'm going to say Wu, but who knows. Pull up by Craney, in and out. Rebound Ainsco.
You wonder if we could have fit a Bar Reeve Washington Catholic game in here back in the late 80s and early 90s. Probably not, huh?
Jacob Wagler, three. I told Corey Boyd, and I also told Scott Gladish, Bar Reeve class of 92 and fathers to current Bar Reeve players, that we should have played the 92 sectional in the Birdcage instead of the Hatchet House.
Yep.
It would have had a different outcome.
It might have been. They probably would have said the same thing if we went to Kavanaugh Court any of those years.
Yeah. We always played Bar Reeve in game number one at the Hatchet House. WC and Bar Reeve back then were the two top teams in the area. And now, of course, it's the Hatchets and Vikings in the pre-Thanksgiving game. And that's a game you always try and get to, Toby.
Yep. Always fun to watch that game and get a chance to visit with folks and see the official kickoff of the area's basketball season. And
Wu's going to be fouled in the post.
Always a pretty competitive game.
By Keyshawn Whitmer. Yeah, Bar Reeve's really had Washington's number here in the past. Well, let's just say post-Zeller.
Post-Zeller.
There was a pre-Zeller and a post-Zeller. A pre-Zeller saw the Hatchets go from 83 to 05 without a sectional. And, of course, Luke showed up and not only did they win the 05 sectional, they won the 05 state title. And post-Zeller era has been pretty good, but not quite as dominant as those Hatchets were from 05 to 11. Keyshawn Whitmer's going to take a three. It's off the mark. Quentin Yoder now with 10 rebounds. He's a bucket away from getting a double-double off the bench. Ainsco's still looking for his first shot. Jacob Wagler, he's going to find Ainsco. How about that? Austin Ainsco with a possible and one. The 6'6 senior first bucket. It's 63-14. This game is a rout with a minute 16 to play in the third quarter. Well, one of the things we talked about, Toby, was whenever you come over here, just making sure nobody gets hurt. The game's managed well, and I think Coach Thompson's managed his personnel so far so good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sometimes a little tough to play some games where it gets a little out of hand. Get some of the younger guys and some of the guys that don't get all the quality minutes and minutes. Let them make some plays, let them make some mistakes. And obviously with a big game coming up for the conference title, you don't want to get anybody injured that's going to affect Friday night's game.
Jacob Wagler finds Yoder inside. Yoder can't finish, but he'll go to the line. Catches it deep on that block. The guy is a lumberjack specimen. Hard to maneuver out, and he's going to have
a chance. He's been here for about 8 years.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got a younger brother.
Eight-year plan.
Got a younger brother who's a freshman. Not quite as big at this point as Quentin, but, yeah, Quentin's been around for a while. Dominated at the JV level past 2 years. Give him 9 points. WC just made a three on the possession prior, and I completely missed who drained that shot. I got Jalen Mullen over here trying to keep track of it as Toby and I reminisce, catch up here. A little 24-hour trip for you, Tobe, right?
A little more than that.
Okay.
About 36 hours. Got to get back to work and get back to the kids.
Nick Walker made that three for Washington Catholic. I apologize for missing it. Brock Craney's going to launch this three. That one off the mark. Yoder, another board. Quentin did make both free throws. 10 points and 11 rebounds for the senior post player. Keyshawn Whitmer handles it out front. 65-17. Bar Evil hold for one shot.
Need to go get Eileen up here so you can talk to her.
I would love to talk to Eileen. She may be ignoring my text. Maybe she doesn't want any part of the radio. If she doesn't, I will tell you, folks, we had the privilege of going to school with her. Valedictorian, watching her play. She led the state in scoring, as did Toby. And it's Keyshawn Whitmer. Can't finish. Quentin Yoder does on the offensive glass.
Maybe going for a 20-20 game.
Boy, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about Moses Malone right now. Eileen, a 94 Indian All-Star. She chose USI. She was a presidential scholar. So it saved USI an athletic scholarship. She went free academically. She was the second leading scorer in that program's history. Yoder couldn't make the free throw.
The thing I remember about Eileen was how dominant she was as a freshman and sophomore. You know, it's when you get into high school, it's always a jump up, and to be able to go in right away and almost be dominant at that level was pretty incredible. And when, you know, when you're one of the main players and you get a lot of attention, she was able to put up staggering numbers and just incredible numbers. So, you know, willed her team to wins on given nights when, you know, they were undermanned or underwomaned. And so she was an incredible player. And you know, just as much as the boys program was, you know, really, really competitive there for that, you know, late 80s and early 90s, she was able to really finally put the girls program on the map.
We took our halftime show all the way through the third quarter. The halftime show was presented by Montgomery Medical Clinic. The JJ's Concrete Scoreboard shows 67-17 in favor of the Vikes. We're going to take a minute timeout, and Toby's sticking around. Mike DeCourcy, he's down there hanging out with Toby's brother Travis. We'll take a minute timeout. We come back. The fourth quarter at Bar Eve, Washington Catholic. You're listening to the General 95.9, the new 101.3, back in 60 seconds.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back to Washington Catholic's Birdcage. And it was Quentin Yoder scoring a bucket to start the fourth, and Justin Wu answered for WC. Score now 69-19. give Wu 4 points. Give Yoder another bucket and a possible and one. He's having a career game here. Jalen Mullen joining me again, or actually joining me for the first time. You were with Mike DeCourcy earlier, Jalen. What do you got Quentin Yoder for?
Right now he has 16 with a chance to make it 17 with the, if he makes this free throw.
So
he's got 16 and 10 right now. So big double off the bench for Quentin Yoder.
71-19 here, 7:07 to play. Short on that free throw, and if there's been a bugaboo for Quentin this year, it's been his free throw shooting. I show 2 out of 5 on the night. End of the game, fourth quarter. That looks like it is Jamison. Jamison?
Yep. Number 40.
Yep.
There's Quentin again. It's fouled.
So Jamison Miller, the sophomore, wearing number 40 tonight on the varsity. Jamison Miller out there for the first time. Has he played? I mean, has he played a little bit here and there? Or
I'm back.
Yeah, Mike DeCourcy. We were talking about Jamison Miller.
Yeah, I think this is probably a varsity debut. And hey, I got to hand it over now.
Yes.
So hey, we're going to take a 1 minute timeout, and when we come back, Eileen Weber joins John Mullen. Eileen Weber, who is on the front of the program
with one Amber DeCourcy.
With
Gwen,
Amber Gwen DeCourcy. Yes. All right. So back to the birdcage after this 1 minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Back to the birdcage. Quentin Yoder shooting 2 free throws for Bar Eve. Misses the first. Quentin has a double-double already. And Eileen Weber, class of 94, Washington Catholic, a silver anniversary recipient this year after 25 years. Does it feel like 25 years, Eileen?
No, not at all. Seems like just yesterday was playing on this floor. You blink and time just flies by.
So it was 25 years ago. And tell me about the 56-point game here against Evansville Harrison. Was that your senior year?
That was my senior year. And it actually, as I remember, the original game got snowed out, so it was a rescheduled game for a Saturday morning. And it was pretty special.
Saturday morning, then.
Yeah.
Harrison was asleep, and you were awake.
Yeah, I guess so.
Any threes that game? You scored a lot of twos. Did you hit any threes? Do you remember?
I think what I remember is I had a better percentage from the three-point line than I did the free throw line.
Okay, so you you made a lot of threes. Three-point basket. Was that Jacob Wagler? Jacob Wagler. 3 threes tonight for the junior. Typically sees a lot of junior varsity action. These Vikings, Eileen, hitting a lot of shots here on our alma mater at 71-22 with 6 minutes to play in the fourth. When's the last time you were at a high school basketball game?
Well, high school basketball game in Washington, it's probably been a good 15 years.
Okay.
Been to a few in Evansville. I actually did a little bit of coaching after I got out of USI.
Out there at Mater Dei?
Out at Mater Dei, yeah.
That was another three, by the way. Was that Jacob Wagler? Okay, we don't want to miss that. Jacob's fourth three. But, yeah, Mater Dei High School on the west side of Evansville.
Yeah, Mater Dei. And we had some good teams. Won a sectional one of those years. And a lot of good kids on those teams, too.
So you were a part of history here at WC, not just because you were the first and only Indiana All-Star, but you were on the first Washington Catholic girls team to win a basketball sectional.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually won that sectional at Bar Eve, didn't you?
At Bar Eve, against Bar Eve.
Against Bar Eve. And You were a freshman. That was 90-91.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been the year prior to Amber. Was Amber just an eighth grader at that point? Mike DeCourcy's wife, Amber Gwynn, would she have been an eighth grader that year?
Yeah, Amber would have been an eighth grader.
Okay, her she was a year behind you.
Yeah, her sister Carrie was the same age as I was.
Okay, Carrie's here tonight. She's got a son who's a junior. And so I saw Carrie, and we noticed the program here, and it's Eileen scoring against Debbie Freiberger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Amber in the background, or maybe that was Stephanie. I can't tell.
I think it's Amber.
That's Amber. So tell us about that first girls basketball sectional memory wise.
It was pretty special. I mean, I think we knew we had a chance that year. I think the entire community knew we had a chance that year, and that was the first time I saw that many people fill a gym for a girls game.
Well, as a player on the boys team that year, I remember being there, and we were excited and thrilled for the girls that night. Of course, we still had to wait 3 or 4 weeks before we got the postseason tourney, and a lot of pressure being undefeated that year. But to have both teams win the sectional and then the boys win the regional that year, pretty special in Washington Catholic history.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those were some fun times. Had really good teams on both sides.
Your head coach, Bill O'Brien, was here this evening, and his wife, Pat. Good people, great coach, obviously had a lot of success here at WC. 79-20 here, all Vikings with 4:19 to play. Any great stories, any locker room, anything to share about Bill O'Brien? Probably nothing you can share on the radio.
Nothing probably worth sharing on the radio.
Yeah.
But I do remember that he had the keys to the gym, and I used to go by and get the keys and come into the gym, and every once in a while he'd come in and beat me up a little bit practicing. So
that three-pointer put up by Craney was rebounded by Bristol Yoder, and give Yoder the bucket. Yoder, a senior. Mr. Miller misses the three. Hagen Knepp goes to work. He gets clobbered, and he's going to go to the line. 79-22 here, 3:44 to play. So the principal here at Washington Catholic, Carrie
Craney.
Yeah, I was like Carrie Wilson, but no, Carrie Craney. But Carrie Wilson when she played with you as a teammate,
right.
But Carrie Craney now the principal. You guys were teammates and still close, still keep in touch, and you're in Evansville and have been since you graduated from USI. But you had a tremendous playing career at USI. I got to watch you not only here at WC, but more at USI, keeping your stats. And while a Division II national runner-up and an All-American your senior year. But any special things from USI that stick out as far as basketball-wise?
Well, sure. I think probably the biggest one was junior year where we went to the national championship game. Got beat by University of North Dakota on their home floor.
So Dominique Marner scores for Washington Catholic, 80-24. So explain that. You go to a national championship game, but you have to play it?
Yeah, so that was the last year that NCAA kind of had those rules. But at that point in time in Division II, the teams that had made it to the Elite Eight vied for home court to host. And so between University of North Dakota and North Dakota State, they dominated Division II. So they hosted. We were out there right before the big flood in Grand Forks. Actually had to change hotel rooms because of flooding already starting. So it was quite the experience besides just on the court. But it was fun, a lot of good memories. And I guess if you've got to come up short, you know, that's where you do it, I suppose.
Yeah. So you had to lose a national title on North Dakota. You say North Dakota's home floor.
North Dakota's home floor.
You know, the following year, you come back and you're an All-American, and you played with Leanne Freeland.
Played with Leanne. Yeah.
She's the leading all-time scorer, mm-hmm. and you're right behind her, number two, 1 and 2.
Yep.
Playing on the same team at the same time, two of the best players. Two of the best to ever play for the Screaming Eagle Lady program down there. And do you stay in touch with anybody as far as your old college teammates at all?
You know, not really too much. I mean, I guess every once in a while. Facebook is a great thing.
Yeah.
Social media is a great thing from that perspective, simply because you can stay in touch. But I think we're all at busy times in our lives and just kind of go your separate way. But to get an opportunity to reach out, it's always a nice time reminiscing.
Three-pointer put up by Keyshawn Whitmer, short. Craney on the other end can't find the range. Flick's going to the rack, and he can't make it. Hagen Knepp loses out of bounds. 82-24, minute 55 to play. Your dad made it here this evening. That was nice.
Very nice, yep. Yeah.
And so you're at Red Spot. You've been there basically since you graduated from USI, and you're global product manager. Does that mean you travel internationally?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. So Red Spot is was a privately held company, and then since 2008, rather, we're owned by a Japanese firm. So our parent company is in Japan, have a sister company in the UK, companies throughout China, Korea, South America, Mexico. So there's a little bit of travel going on.
So basketball has allowed you, though, Eileen. It's taken you a lot of places. I talked about that with Toby.
Yep.
He first went to Beijing as a junior, and he played in Hawaii and the Virgin Islands. Do you ever get a chance to play Hawaii or make any of those trips, Orlando or Vegas or any of those things with USI?
With USI, we went out to California, went to the Bahamas, a couple good tournaments there. Mm-hmm. I was able to travel a little bit with basketball, and guess I liked it because that's where my job took me to.
No doubt. did you dream of playing college basketball?
You know,
when you were a kid?
Actually, no, I didn't. It probably wasn't until about my sophomore year in high school when I realized that I might be good enough to play. And then started playing AAU ball. Actually played AAU with both Carrie and Amber.
Carrie and Amber. Gwen, yep. Bar E Products, 1,000-point scores. And all right, so you got to play a little travel basketball with them back
sure.
in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Amber was an Indian All-Star the year after you in 95,
right.
And married to the Mike DeCourcy now. But Amber played basketball at Indiana State.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie went to USI.
Right.
So small towns, glorious memories. Eileen, I'm really glad you were able to come for this. I'm glad Mrs. Craney wanted to have you and Toby here. And it's 82-24. Bar Reeves holding. They're not going to take the last shot. The game's going to end 82-24. Bar Eve wins another Blue Chip Conference game. And the final tonight from the Birdcage, 82-24. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the post-game show presented by Alex Knepp. Eileen Weber, great to see you again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And safe travels back.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're just as proud as I am of our alma mater. It's great to be back here in the Birdcage. And you and Toby, I'll tell you, You kept us relevant. You kept us on the map, and you won championships here at Washington Catholic. And you two folks are some of the best we put out. So it's great to see you again.
Well, thank you very much, John. Good to see you too.
You're listening to General 95.9, the new 101.3. Back in 3 minutes.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus has one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Big news from Craney's Body Shop in Washington. Craney's is now your one-stop shop for everything. From state-of-the-art auto body repair to the tow to the shop, Craney's is now proud to offer complete front-end work and even the tires. That's right, front end alignments, shocks, struts, tie rods. Craney's has you covered on any size car, truck, or van. And Craney's Body Shop has added tires to the fleet. All sizes, all brands, now at great low prices. Call with your tire size or brand choice for a quote today. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Field Creek Road in Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at the Birdcage, all Vikings tonight. Final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 82-24. Barrie that wins it tonight over WC. Postgame scoring, Johnny Mullen.
Got caught up with Toby and Eileen and catching up. Special players at WC. Let's take a look at Barrie. 82 points, Gabe Gladish. In limited minutes with 11. Isaac Wagler, I have 7 for Isaac. Jensen Whitmer nailed 3 threes for 9. I've got Bryson Graber for 4 points. Jacob Wagler dropping 3 bombs.
Yeah.
4 of them, plus a deuce for 14. Austin Ainsco got 4 points in the second half. I've got Hagen Nett for 9. I'm showing Keegan O'Neill made a couple free throws and 2 threes.
All in the first quarter.
Yeah, early. That's right, all in the first. Quentin Yoder, 16 points, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, maybe 18, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think 16. Tyson Knepp, who scored his first varsity points tonight. I missed it there late in the game. Tyson Knepp with 2 points. Jamison Miller also played, did not score. I don't believe Keyshawn Whitmer scored. Washington Catholic got 5 from Brock Craney, 6 from Justin Wu. Bristol Yoder had a bucket, Kate Taylor a bucket, Dominic Marner a bucket, Ryland Flick a 3. It's 82-24. Coach Josh Thompson looming over me, looking 7 feet tall or 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
I like Travis Tritt.
I'm a member of a country club. Here's Josh Thompson, your winning Barrie basketball coach.
All right. Joined now on the postgame show.
Thanks,
by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson, Vikings 82-24. And the big discussion of the night, Coach Josh Thompson, is as a youth, did you ever shop at the Odin clothing store?
Yes, I did. I remember Mom taking me down there.
Did Sandra Thompson put you in Husky clothes?
Hey,
were you Husky?
No, I wasn't Husky. No.
Hey, no.
As a matter of fact, you've seen my son Ty.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I look like. Until I got to be about a senior in high school.
So 82-24 tonight, Coach. And, you know, I think the main objective tonight, get in, grab a lead, and nobody gets hurt, and we get on to Friday night.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, the thing we talked about yesterday and in our shoot-around this morning was respecting the game and trying to play about as well as we can play, you know, in relationship to our ability. And I felt like our kids did that. I thought they had good focus. We didn't try to do things that we're not capable of doing. I just felt like we were very fundamentally sound tonight. We took good shots. I don't remember one bad shot that we took. We did things that we try to do offensively. I thought they might play a little bit more zone. And, you know, I think John does a great job. And I told him that before the game, that in the coaching realm, guys talk about how great of a job John does, and he just doesn't have the talent that some teams do. And he works his tail off, and I think that's why they didn't play more zone tonight. It's because he wanted to see his guys play man-to-man defense and get after it.
Friday night, Bar Eve and South Knox at Cavanaugh Court, and essentially we're playing for the conference championship.
Yeah, it's a big game, but again, you know, our guys have, you know, big games every night, and you know, South Knox is a very good basketball team. They pushed us to the limit there for 32 minutes, you know, so we're going to have to be ready to play, and I don't know how they did against Bloomfield tonight, but they've been playing very well lately. I just want to give a shout-out to my wife and family. We've got a little bit of sickness there. And, you know, I know my wife feels that I was husky whenever I was a kid. But, you know, there's you know, some contrary beliefs out there.
Well, you know, South Knox, since you've seen them last, what's different? What's the same? How have they changed?
I think they're shooting the three a little bit better. And the other thing that they're doing with the three is they're getting more points per possession. Their last few games, up until tonight, I guess, is that a final?
Looks like a final, yeah. Field over South Knox tonight.
Yeah, so up until tonight, they had been extremely efficient. Their most efficient games were their last three games, and I watched the Linton film the other day, and I was really impressed. And I think, again, you know, we're going against somebody that does a good job on the sidelines, David, and he's got them playing well, and they beat Linton last week. So, you know, but again, a good team win by our guys tonight. Really felt like we shared the basketball maybe about as well as we have all year. We're not peaking yet, but we're starting to get close. I think this team's finally starting to play better on the offensive end, and defensively I felt like about 2 weeks ago we really started to hit a stride. So, again, you know, we put this one behind us. We're 17-2. We're 6-0 in the conference, and we got a big ball game on Friday night, and that's the one that we're worried about. That's our biggest game of the year because, as Albert says all the time, that is our next game.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations, and we will catch up with you on Friday night.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. It's Barry basketball coach Josh Thompson, Vikings 82-24. We're going to take one final timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and we'll set up all of this weekend's action. Vikings win it over WC, 82-24. Back to the Birdcage after this timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout.
All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at the Birdcage, 82-24. Vikes win it tonight over WC. A little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Johnny, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
My goodness. A lot of players scored tonight for Bar E. They got a great offense from the bench. But you know who had been struggling a little bit and who kind of broke back out tonight? And that's Quentin Yoder,
yeah.
The senior with a double-double. 16 points, unofficially 12 rebounds. But Quentin, other than his free throw shooting, which has kind of been an enigma the entire year, he was outstanding tonight coming off the bench. Quentin Yoder, your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right. Big Q, tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, post-game show tonight been brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp and all the gang at German American Investments in Washington. Join us again on Friday night, Bar Eve and South Knox from Cavanaugh Court. Blue Chip Conference Championship on the line. It should be another great crowd as Bar Eve and South Knox going to square off for the second time this year. Bar Eve, a 56-55 winner in the opening round of the Graber Post Classic back just over a month ago. So, for everybody back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time, from a good friend, John Mullen, special thanks to Toby Madison, Eileen Weber, joining us here on their silver anniversary celebration night at WC. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it over the Washington Catholic Cardinals, 82-24. Good night, everybody.
This concludes this special sports broadcast of high school basketball on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, Craney's Body Shop, the Knights of Columbus, and WTHI-TV. Visit the sports link from WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a copy of this broadcast. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.